So wonderful to resume the Siddur snippets. I want to thank our sponsors, but acknowledge we had been learning the Siddur snippets the whole year in honor of someone who unfortunately passed away, and our sponsor Renee is currently sitting Shiva. So the Siddur snippets now continue to be dedicated in memory of Odol Bas Yehuda Tzvi, Zichrono Levracha, her neshama should have an aliyah, and we daven for comfort for her sister Renee, for her whole family. We're up to Yichvod Hashem Liolam. We mentioned, the great Rav Meir Shapiro pointed out, that while Sfaradim and Ashkenazim arrive at this point from different perspectives, we have different trajectories and different routes to get to Yehi Chvod, how you begin Psukei Dezimra, where we all come together, where we are united as one, is this mission, is this mandate, is this charge, Yehi Chvod Hashem Liolam. Chavetz Chaim points out, what's the connection between the second half of the Pasuk and the first, Yismach Hashem B'ma'asav, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we long, we pray, we hope that Hashem rejoices, He finds satisfaction from His creation. How does He do it? When Hashem looks down at this world, when He evaluates each and every one of us, how do we give Him nachas? What gives nachas ruach to the Almighty? When Yehi Chvod Hashem Liolam. Says the Chavetz Chaim, what gives a parent more nachas than when their child embraces their value system and their way and lives a lifestyle that is parallel what the parents value? So when we are Yichvod Hashem Liolam, when we dedicate ourselves to promote, to expand, to draw others close to God, godliness, godly values, then Yismach Hashem B'ma'asav, that's what gives Him the greatest Nachas Ruach, that's what gives Hashem a sense of pride. Yishem Hashem Mivorach, we long, we ask that Hashem's name should be blessed. How is Hashem's name blessed? Mivorach, it's not passive. Doesn't happen on its own. Hashem's name is blessed. What does it mean? Hashem's name needs a bracha? Does Hashem need a bracha? Whom does He go to for that bracha? What kind of bracha? What do you get someone who has everything? What kind of bracha do you give the Almighty, the Creator, the source of all? What does it mean? Yehi Shem Hashem Mivorach. Whenever we use the word shame, when we talk about God's name, a name is a description. A name is the way that we identify people and identify with people. So Hashem's name means how Hashem finds expression in this world. One can create a Kiddush Hashem. You can sanctify Hashem's name. You bring others closer. When we act morally and ethically and with integrity, when we act holy, we draw others closer. We bring them closer to His name, meaning to Him. Of course, the inverse is also true. One can create a Chilul Hashem. If we act inappropriately, we can drive people further from Hashem, from being connected with Him. So Shem, Hashem's name, means the way in which we connect and relate to Him in this world. So here too, Yishem Hashem Mivorach. We want not God, He doesn't need us for a bracha. We want His name to be blessed. We want Hashem's presence. We want His kiviyachol, so to say, brand. The brand of God. We want it to be extraordinarily successful. We want God to go viral. We want everyone to like and follow and be friends with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yishem Hashem. May God's name, may it be in, to be in to God, to follow His ways, to meet His expectations, and to repair the world in His image. Yishem Hashem Mivorach. How do we best do that? How are we the angels? How are we the emissaries, the ambassadors, to achieve that goal in this world? So the end of the Pasuk. Me'ata v'ad olam. I saw an incredible insight from Rav Shlomo Hoffman. Not on our Pasuk, but the same words, Me'ata v'ad olam, at the end of Ashrei. I'm warning you now, we'll repeat the same insight then. What does Me'ata v'ad olam mean? Says Rav Shlomo Hoffman, too many people get stuck in the past. Whether we've made mistakes, we've come up short, we've had poor judgment, we've violated indiscretions, and we get stuck in the past. We think we're unworthy or we're incapable. We don't have the self-esteem. We don't think that Hashem loves us or believes in us. We don't believe in ourselves. Whether we've tried and we failed before, but we get stuck in the past. That's not the way to serve Hashem. If you want to be Marbek Vod Shemayim, if you want to expand Hashem's brand and give Him a presence, a greater presence here on earth, it's not by being stuck or living in the past. It's Me'ata V'ad Olam. It's right now and going forward. So what, yesterday I woke up in the morning and I promised it would be different. I wouldn't speak one word of Lashon Hara and I would learn incredibly and I'd only look at the things I should look at and I'd behave the way I should behave. And then you know what? By the time I went to sleep, it was a miserable failure. That was yesterday. How do we serve Hashem? Me'ata, from right now va'ad olam, and going forward. Believing in ourselves, believing in a brighter future, believing in a fresh chance, and realizing each and every moment of each and every day is an opportunity to be marbek vod shamayim for yihi chvod Hashem li'olam, to bring Hashem's presence even more down here to earth. Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, mu'la shem Hashem. We'll just finish with this pasuk. From the rising of the sun, mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, until it goes down, until it sets, mu'la shem Hashem. The name of Hashem is praised. What that means is me'atavi ad olam, Hashem's presence can be felt, you can access and see God in this world. Me'atavi ad olam means at all times. And mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o means in all places. Because somewhere on earth, in all places, the sun is coming up or the sun is going down. So if you see Hashem through nature, if what we often dismiss as ordinary natural events, but we see the Yad Hashem, Hashem is expressing Himself, He's showing Himself through the extraordinary natural order, then He's visible, He's accessible, me'atavar olam at all times, and me'mizah shemesh ha'mevo'o in all places, wherever we are. This tefillah, yichvod, is the blueprint, it's the formula, it's the charge that we expand Hashem's brand. Don't just look at history and study it as interesting history. See Hashem's providence in history. Don't just look at nature and understand biology, chemistry, physics. Don't watch the sun rise or set and just think that that's what's supposed to happen. See the hand of Hashem. Chazal tell us that that's how Avram Avinu first discovered Hashem. He saw the sun come up in the east and set in the west, and he said, wow, how did it get all the way around in such a short time? There's a creator, there's a source of it all. There's a Ribono Shel Olam. And we too, when we see it, we can know it. Once a month, our shul is privileged to have a sunrise minyan at the beach. And it's incredible when you see that sun rise. And it doesn't just rise, it rises on schedule. We say in Kiddush Levana that Hashem Asher B'ma'amaro Barashach Hakim, Hashem with His wisdom, He creates the heavens of Ruch Kozom. And what Chokuz Man Asan Shelo Yishanu Es Tafkidam. They do as they're told. Whatever time it's said in the Luach, the sun is supposed to rise, it doesn't make excuses, it doesn't come late. And it doesn't come early, it's right on time, every single day. It has a job, it has a mission, it has a commitment, it has a schedule, and it never has and it never will deviate. And that's the model for us. So mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o, when the sun rises till it sets, we see in the sun the hand of Hashem, we see in the sun our responsibility, shel yishanu es tafkidam, to identify our mission and to never veer from it.